Hello?
Hey, Dan, we just got word from the network. Talking Video Games has been renewed for a new season, and they want you to come back to host it.
Absolutely not. It's taken me years to emotionally recover from the trauma that stupid show put me through.
They'll pay you $5 million.
Hello, and welcome to Talking Video Games. Today's topic, as always, is games with simple plots. Please welcome our guest, James.
Hi, I'm James from Silent Hill 2. I can tell you the plot of my games, but it's not very simple. Is that okay?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm so rich now. Brian, give James a beat.
Well, okay, I'm James Sunderland. Let me tell you about a little foggy wonderland called Silent Hill. Good times and thrills, a nice place to chill if you don't mind getting killed. I was hanging at the crib, just living my life, when I got a lovely letter from my long-deceased wife. She died years ago from a happy, fun illness. It was a good time filled with joy and chillness. I walked 30 miles to a welcoming cemetery, met Angela, who was there on the temporary. She had some nice thoughts going on in her head, based on her father and her brother and her mom, who were dead.
Formerly I'd be really freaked out by your weird positivity. Yeah. But mentally I'm totally checked out. Can't hear you through all this money.
So much cash.
I made more great friends in good mental shape, like the Wizard of Oz, but in the middle of a hellscape. Like nice guy Eddie, a man of good sense.
What happened to him?
I had to kill him in self-defense. I also met Maria, who was like my wife Mary. She reminded me so much of my little Huckleberry, except more sexually assertive and a little bit spiky. Unless she was just a manifestation of my tortured psyche. Cause I might have killed my wife when she was weeping like a willow, curled up like an armadillo when I smothered her with a pillow. But Maria didn't mind, her night turned out fine. She was stabbed by Pyramid Head to death two separate times.
Usually I would worry and suggest that you seek some therapy. Yeah. But I'm busy cleaning the seeds of my new yard, so just continue, please, with your warm, fuzzy, cyclical hell story.
Well, I guess you want to know how this groovy tale ends. It's exactly how an old person smells. Depends. Sorry, just a little joke, because the story tends to put me in a good mood. But seriously, there are six fucking endings. Maybe I left town with a new adopted daughter, or I drowned going down with my car in the water, or I went with Maria where things could get sexual, or I was actually abducted by some extraterrestrials. All I know is that the ending was extremely positive, and not just a coping psychological composite of my mental collapse and crippling anxieties.
Hey man, it's alright, why don't you let me buy you these pina coladas? The bartender's got us. Let's go down to my private beach and get some tostadas. Heck yeah!
Here we go again.